a simple question. Has the love letter died? Now, the reason why I have this question is because a few months ago, I had the opportunity to edit a collection of love letters sent from all around the world to the Love Letter Collection. There were traditional letters, and then there were some strange letters. Okay? So let me give you a few samples of some of the strange ones. I hope you die, I hope you die, I hope you die. And then there was one that I really didn't understand. It said, love ye lots. And I sat for like 5 minutes. I was going, love ye lots. And then it hit me. It was a text message, love ye loads, spelled completely wrong. And then the final one that stood out was a man who felt that a bag of Skittles that he would lick one by one and place on his woman's body, and based on the color that landed on her skin, that's what he would do to her. He thought that was sexy. I thought it was strange. So I had to wonder, has the love letter died? Now, I remember my first love letter. It was from Stanley. He was a hot third grader. He was beautiful, brown skin, black curly hair, Thriller jacket with the Michael Jackson buttons on the side. Because, you know, you couldn't just have one. You had to have like 20, right? And so he gave me a letter, and it said, would you be my girlfriend? Yes, no, maybe. I was like, yes! It made my third grade year. It truly did. Now, that relationship lasted for 2 weeks. But, you know, young love is fickle. Sometimes it is. And then we fast forward a few years further. And you know what? I discovered love letters have to be in my life in order for me to be in love. In high school, I met Mr. High School my senior year. His name was Steve. Scholastically great, academically great, athletically great, socially great. He was wonderful. He couldn't write a love letter. Couldn't do it. Okay, we started out, and he would just give me greeting cards and sign them Steve. Then, as the year progressed, I care about you. Okay, progress. I love you. Progress. And by the end of the senior year, it was all about how we would stay together. It didn't matter that he wasn't going to college and I was. We would be together forever. And it culminated with our yearbook. Now, you know how you get your yearbook and you put your little senior farewell statement in the yearbook? And usually it's about how you love your family, what you plan on doing in the future, your friends. Well, Steve read me his and it said, and final thanks to LaDon Ray for being the love of my senior year. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. Then he opened the book and he said, okay, let's go to your name. And I was like, no. And he was like, let's go to your name. And there it was. My friends, my family. I want to be a writer when I grow up. No, Steve. Because I didn't think Steve and I were going to make it the year. So I was like, I'm not going to make that mistake. That's when I learned the first lesson of the love letter. Sometimes they can be lethal. They truly can. Now let's fast forward a few years further after college. You meet Mr. Perfect. He does everything wonderful. He's smart. He's beautiful. He's great. He's where he's supposed to be when he's supposed to be there. He does things for you. He always considers you. He doesn't write love letters. You can't even get an I love you out of him. Okay, I'm pursuing this man. I'm like, you're great. You're wonderful. You do everything wonderful. Why won't you tell me that you love me? Why won't you write me a love letter? This romantic man, I eventually married. And this is why. Because I learned the second lesson of the love letter. That sometimes you have to have more than words for love to really work out. Now, I still think the love letter may have died. Because when I think about text messages and Twittering and email, we may have killed the love letter. Now, just look at me and my husband. We used to get phone calls that would say, bring the wine home. Now there's the text, bring the milk home. It used to be, can't wait to get home to see you. Yeah, that phone conversation used to be great at the end of the day. Now it's, can't wait to get on the couch and go to sleep. And then when I look at my listeners, they're all perplexed. Technology has them all confused. I mean, nightly I get the question, if I sent him a text message and he didn't respond, what does that mean? And then I get the other from men. I was on her MySpace page. I was on her Facebook page. There's another man saying she's hot. What does that mean? And then there's my all-time favorite. I got a text at 4:30 in the morning, and it said, "What are you doing?" Is that a booty call? Yes, it is. Yes, it is, okay? So that's why I think the love letter may have died. But a few days ago, something happened. I was in my office working, and my son, Alec, came in. He's 7. He's in the 2nd grade. And he came in, and he was looking pensive, and he had a little piece of paper with a heart, a crooked heart on the front. And he said, "Mommy, I want to give this to Gina." And so I opened the letter up, and it said, "I love you, Gina. I'm your friend, Alec." And so I was like, yay! My son is single-handedly bringing the love letter back. So I was like, give it to her. I mean, express yourself. Don't hold it back. So the next day, I pick him up from school, and he's a little down in the face. And I go, "Alec, what happened?" He said, "I gave Gina the letter, and she laughed at me. And my heart broke into a million pieces. I'll never do that again." Now, I go home. Me and my husband, we convene to the bedroom because we're going to have a conference about this thing. So in the middle of naming all of Gina's physical flaws, and the fact that, you know, in 15 years, she's going to really curse this day because he'll be a captain of industry, and she'll really regret the fact that she kicked him to the curb. We're sitting there, we get our plan together, we leave the bedroom, we go into the family room to lift our son up, and he's not in the family room. So way back here, I hear the microwave go ding. We turn around, we run in the kitchen because we're going to save our son. We're not going to be on a talk show in 20 years because of this day, no. So we run in the kitchen, and my son is eating pizza bites, and he's laughing at SpongeBob on TV. The Gina cloud has lifted. And that's when I learned the third lesson of the love letter, that we have to be brave and courageous to love, and that a love letter is only a tangible piece that shows us that not only have we loved, but we've survived. And that's why the love letter still exists. Thank you.